And now it's time for a Castle Country FYI. Today I have Josie, Luke, and Amy Annis with the Boys and Girls Club. How are you doing?
I'm doing so well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. So summer's officially over.
It's really upsetting, right?
But you guys are busy. This is your busy time. So tell us what we're doing. You're having your back-to-school enrollment. So tell us a little bit about how that works.
Yeah, so this week we're having open enrollment for our after-school program. And so we're inviting anyone in the community with school-age children who would like a safe place for them to go after school to come and enroll in our program. It's only $20 a year, and signing up is relatively easy. The only prerequisite is that you're a student, K through 12.
Is there a certain time they need to come in to register?
Yes, actually, we'll have people on site from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Just to make sure that we can get people in when they're available. And then we start on Monday.
Oh, wow.
So it's pretty exciting.
Now, do you have transportation for some of the kids, or do they have to get dropped off by parents after school?
Both, actually. We have a staff member who goes to Creekview and in good weather walks the kids to the club. In bad weather, we take a van. We also have a group that meets the students at a bus stop from Creekview. And we send a van to Pinnacle and the high school. They're sort of a little pickup in the middle of those two schools. So we do invite parents who want to drop their kids off, certainly, to do that. But we're doing our best with the vehicles that we have to make it easier for the kids to come.
Not to get too far off track, but how did your summer program go?
We had a blast, actually.
You guys did some really fun stuff this summer.
We did some really fun stuff. And in fact, the last 2 weeks especially took our teens to Price Rec area with the BLM. They've been a really nice partner for us this summer. And we had a blast. We went hiking. We played Capture the Flag. Some of us got a little injured doing that. And then the week before that, one of the best memories I think I made this summer is we took kids who had been our frequent flyers, which means they've come 75% of the days or more, and we took them on a trip to Lagoon. And some of those kids had never been.
Oh, wow.
And I got to go with our upper elementary, which is third through fifth graders. And they were braver than our teenagers. And I got to go on the funnest rides and see them. They're grinning from ear to ear and screaming and having a blast. And it's just things like that when you get to see the kids really enjoy themselves and benefit from the things that they do good, that are good. It's amazing. It's really cool.
Well, it sounds like they made some really good summer memories for sure.
Yeah. I mean, we went swimming. We went hiking with the BLM. We got new equipment for our games rooms. It was a big summer of transition for us. It was the first summer we've had both the youth and the teens. And so it was quite an undertaking. But I think just with community support and a really good staff and board, we were able to do a lot of really fun stuff this summer.
Well, that's great. And that all those memories are going to continue on to your back-to-school program. So you want everyone to come in and get signed up. Now, Amy, step in here and tell us a little bit about what the kids will be doing in the after-school program.
Okay, so typically Tuesday through Friday, Mondays is a little bit different because we are open at 2 o'clock, but on Tuesday through Friday, we come in, the kids come in at 3 and they're there till 6:45. First thing we do is Miss Stella always has a delicious and healthy snack ready for them, so they sit down and they have their snack, clean up, do whatever they need to get done, and then we do a power hour, which is our homework help. So we have power hour for about an hour. We always have a playtime in there for them to kind of, you know, release their energy. And then we have some programs ourselves that we follow that just helps instill healthy living, healthy lifestyles, community, out networking, things like that. So we do a lot with them. Fridays are our fun days, basically. The kids get a let loose. Sometimes we do things out in the community. During the winter, we did tubing on Fridays and different areas. We went to the golf course and things. So just a lot of really fun stuff for all of them.
So fun stuff, but you make sure they get homework done.
Absolutely. That's our main focus.
Right. And I think that's great that they have help, because I was one of those latchkey kids growing up. It was just me and my mom, so I never had anyone home when I got home. So this program would have been great.
I think for a lot of people, yeah.
Yeah. So I think this is wonderful. So it's open enrollment for the Boys and Girls Club the rest of this week. So you still have time to sign up. And Josie says they never turn anyone away.
Never.
They always have people there. So anyway, the hours are from 3 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, except Mondays it's at 2 o'clock.
Yes, that's correct.
And then membership is $20 per year. That's it. That is $20 for your kid to go get help with homework and be in a very positive environment and meet other kids their age. And the grades are from kindergarten to 12th. I mean, Boys and Girls Club is just amazing. Of course, if you have any questions, you can call them at 637-6066 or visit their website at bgc-carboncounty.org. Josie, is there anything else you would like to add?
Just that we are very, very excited to have our school year program going again. It starts on Monday, so any of the kids that have already been coming, you can totally come again on Monday. They will be excited for that. And we would love to see a lot of new faces. I think we do our best to provide a really good program for them. And we have a lot of wonderful outcomes from the work that we see with those kids. So if you're interested, please contact us for information or show up this week or on the 29th, which is the day we start once again.
All right. Again, that is the back to school program. They do activities like homework time, game room, snack, field trips, computer labs, and they have a teen center. This is for grades ages kindergarten to 12th. Again, membership fee is only $20 per year. You can't beat that. And especially for a positive environment and your kids going, it'd be wonderful. Again, if you have any questions, call Josie 637-6066. This has been a Castle Country FYI.